Welcome back to the Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone. I'm Ravi Lula filling in for you today for our guy, Gary Sharp.
That was a good attempt.
Yeah, I was trying to turn this monitor here, and it didn't go. And so I just looked at it strangely and paused on live radio. But I do need to tell you about the Summer Sizzler promo. It's the Summer Sizzler on the 1620 The Zone. Your chance to win $1,500. I'm going to say that again. $1,500 in summer spending cash. Enter online right now at 1620thezone.com. It's the Summer Sizzler contest on 1620 The Zone. That's $1,500. That's $1,500 more than you have right now. That's an extra $1,500.
Yep.
Both free. All you got to do is sign up at 1620thezone.com. All right, George, you told me you're a big Olympics guy.
Yep.
All right. You are. I'm not even in. You're into the opening ceremonies. I don't even do the opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
I don't mess with that. It's too boring. It's too long. Too many countries. And I just don't care about it that much. In that sense, I love the Olympics in general. I am having a little bit of a hard time getting into it this year because obviously we're a year late. There's all sorts of nonsense going on in Tokyo, but they're still having problems with rising COVID cases and athletes are testing positive, and it's kind of a mess over there right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's why I'm having a hard time getting into it or if it's the timing of it's weird for me, but I want you to try and sell me. Try and get me into it. I typically love the Olympics, especially the Summer Olympics. Summer Olympics are my jam.
Really? Okay.
I like the Winter Olympics, but Summer Olympics I'm all about.
Yeah.
I need some help. I need a little help, George.
Well, we got robbed of it last year.
Right.
Which was just huge.
Bummer.
Yeah. But there are absolute superstars that we don't get to watch on a daily basis that I'm glad are getting the opportunity to be on this big stage. You look at a Simone Biles, you look at a Katie Ledecky, it's people that you don't see on your everyday television screens.
Simone Biles, who, by the way,
is unbelievable.
Might be the best athlete in the world.
She's in the conversation.
I mean,
you have to bring her up in a conversation.
She's certainly in the conversation for the most dominant athlete in her sport.
Easily.
Right? Maybe ever. She's doing things they don't even know how to grade or to judge correctly.
Right.
Because she's so far athletically advanced. So that's a good point. Are there any random weird sports that you're into during? I mean, for instance, I like track and field, but I basically only watch the World Championships and the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
So I only watch it every couple years. But and swimming, but I feel like everybody kind of watches sprinting and swimming when the Olympics come around.
Those are big
ones. There any weird sports that you really get into during the Summer Olympics? What are we talking about here?
We are talking, first off, the speed walking. I cannot wait.
You're a speed walker guy.
I cannot wait for speed walking.
Okay.
It's just something that's always on at the wee hours of the morning.
Sure.
And you turn it on and you get captivated by it. I'm a big speed walking guy. I love badminton.
Okay.
My sister actually played 4 years in high school, my twin sister, badminton.
Nice.
And I have a respect for that sport that is through the roof.
Sure.
So I love badminton. Obviously, I'm a volleyball guy. Beach
sure.
And indoor. Both of those are fantastic. But I will watch.
You'll watch anything.
Almost anything. I think fencing is really intriguing.
Ooh, fencing is intriguing.
It's fun to watch.
You ever watch the rugby?
Yes.
Rugby's fun.
Rugby is fun as well. Water polo is.
Oh, dude, I was just going to say water polo. I love water polo.
Yeah, water polo. But one of the new sports that I hopefully it has a good time slide and doesn't interfere with anything, surfing.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's like making its debut this year. So,
and surfing is fascinating.
Yes.
I'm terrified of the ocean. So that's part of my fascination with surfing. But also, I mean, I've had the physics explained to me and I can understand it from a scientific point of view.
Yeah.
Every time I watch it, I just think to myself, how is this happening?
Yeah.
How is this happening?
This doesn't make sense, like physics, like wise. It does not make sense.
It's the same way I feel on an airplane. I understand the science of how an airplane works.
Yeah.
But when it feels like I'm slowly crawling into the sky in a 100,000-pound tin can,
I can't.
I'm just like, this doesn't make any sense. What's happening here? That's how I feel about surfing.
Yeah.
So there's a level of intrigue there. Have you ever watched Team Handball?
Yes.
It's basically water polo without the water.
That's exactly it.
And it's phenomenal.
It is fascinating. We used to play it in high school for gym class.
Really?
Yeah. And with the squares and everything. So
really?
When I found out it was an Olympic sport, I was like, there's no way. And then you watch it, it's like, whoa.
I wish it had been a bigger deal when I was a kid because I feel like I could have played team handball. I had a pretty good arm because I played baseball.
Yes.
I could bring a little heat. I was a pretty good athlete in high school. Not great by any means, obviously. But I feel like if I had gotten really into team handball, I could have made a run at an Olympic team. Mostly because here's the thing. Mostly because teams like team handball, there's not a ton of competition.
Right.
Not to say that the athletes that make the team aren't phenomenal, because they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw that thing of upwards to 80 miles an hour. But I feel like my arm could have gotten me into team handball.
I want to know what the ball feels like, because we had to play with like the Nerf ball.
I was reading about this because I'm a little fascinated by team handball.
It's so good. If you haven't watched it, you have to check this out. At least go on YouTube and check it out. It is fascinating.
It's a little smaller than a volleyball, but I was told it's somewhere texture-wise between a volleyball and a soccer ball.
Okay.
So it's not as slick as, because you know a soccer ball kind of has that sheen on it a little bit.
Absolutely.
New ones do.
Yeah.
It's not that slick, otherwise you wouldn't be able to grip it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not quite as of a matte finish that you get on a volleyball.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's somewhere in between there is what I read. I've never actually touched a team handball, but I think we should maybe get a 16-20 the zone team handball league going. What do you think?
You think we could? We're winning.
Yeah.
We're easily winning.
We should get Damon, though.
Oh, without a doubt.
Let's get DB.
All of this is contingent on Damon's commitment to the team.
You, me, and DB, and we'll be fine. We'll figure it out from there.
We'll figure it out from there. I'm 1,000% in it. But you know what's also I love about the Olympics is that even though there's those niche sports like that you don't get to see on a daily basis and the best in the world competing at it, then you go look at the stuff that you do check out. Soccer,
yeah.
Basketball.
I was watching Brazil-Germany last night.
Yes. And it's now are all of the absolute – people here are at the Olympics, not necessarily.
No,
but it was refreshing to see that the U.S. women's national team for soccer they brought the girls.
Yeah,
they brought the big guns.
They brought the squad.
Yeah, they're actually trying to win it, and that's why I'm very intrigued with them, especially now after losing one. Oh, I'm very intrigued to watch them. And it's like for basketball, us being basketball, it gives me an opportunity to root for people that I don't normally root for. In the past. Rooting for a Kobe and a LeBron, I would have never rooted for them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of just where they played. Even Kevin Durant this year. I'm not a KD guy, but if you put USA on the front of their jersey, oh, KD's about to score 65.
Yeah, you're like, let's get it.
Yeah. So you get that opportunity as well. That's one of my most intriguing. So I'll be watching. Obviously, I will watch all of the basketball.
Sure. Yeah.
Including the women. I will watch all the 3-on-3. I'm excited for that.
I'm very excited for the 3-on-3. I want to get to that more here in a little bit. We've got a wide open 12 o'clock hour for you. So you can hit us up on the Ravi Lula hotline, 402-951-1620.
You're sponsoring now?
Yeah, I'm sponsoring my own hotline. You can hit us up on the Equitable Bank inbox, the 1620 The Zone inbox. That's George at 1620thezone.com. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. And do we have a sponsored Twitter feed?
Yeah, JTech Construction
Zone. JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. I'm at R.A. Lula. He's at MyIceIsBlack04. Hit us up. We have a wide open 12 o'clock hour for you. A couple of topics I want you to hit me up with. Number one, what Olympic sport are you most excited about? Mm-hmm. And number two, and I'll get this answer from you when we get back here, George, what sport in the Olympics would you most like to see an average person compete in for a frame of reference?
Oh.
Like when you have Rich Eisen run the 40 at the combine, so you see a normal guy do it.
Oh, okay.
What sport do you want a frame of reference average guy to perform to see how good these athletes really are?
I think I got mine.
We'll talk about that next, coming up on the Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone.